I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? This is Trey Biddy with hogsports.com coming to you from Vaught Hemingway Stadium, where this guy has been going up and down with this blowing thing for like an hour. So I'm tired of waiting on him. I got a long way to go. There he is. He's doing important work, blowing this grass all over the field. Arkansas falling 52-51 in a shootout, and I don't even know if shootout is the proper term to use because you can't use shootout anymore, right? OU Texas showdown. But how do you describe 1,287 yards? How do you describe 103 total points? Arkansas had 676 yards of offense and lost the game. That's an SEC record for Arkansas, if you didn't know. An SEC record. 661 against Mississippi State back in 2016. That was the last. That was the last one. The old record. KJ Jefferson, 25-35, 326 yards, 3 touchdowns, throw in 85 yards, rushing, 3 more touchdowns. I bet you didn't think if KJ had 6 touchdowns that Arkansas would lose the game, but I'll get into why, like, I hate football games like this, and some people are going to say sour grapes and stuff, but it's not the game I grew up loving, you know? But I just want to get on the last play first, because if it's a coin toss, you might as well be the person flipping the coin, right? I mean, this dude has a fan. It's like, how can we get it louder than the Georgia game? Let's bring a fan out here and let's blow grass all over the field. Like, there's TV crews all over the place just waiting to do their stand-ups. But if it's going to be a coin toss, you might as well be the person flipping the coin. Absolutely the right call. I think everybody in the press box agreed with that. The deal is, it just wasn't the right play, and it happens. I mean, when games like this are decided by such minor things like a sack. I mean, I think there was one sack the whole game. Whether or not you had to punt, a fumble, that was a big deal. And Raheem Sanders had really a breakout game in this one, 17 carries, 139 yards. But he had that fumble, and Ole Miss didn't capitalize and score on the other way, but it still cost Arkansas 7 points and a really heated game. So it was a big deal. It was a big deal. You know, in the third quarter, I'm just like, wow, what a wild third quarter. There's 27 points scored, just back and forth. Huge plays. Wasn't as wild as the fourth quarter. 41 points, 68 points in the whole second half. That's just crazy. 68 points in the second half of this game. And again, it just feels like, you know, it wasn't like somebody won the game, and I know Ole Miss won the game, but it's just one of those deals where it's like you run out of time. And I know Arkansas had a chance to win there at the end, but, you know, you're looking at it and you're like, is 15 seconds too long to live on the clock? Because Ole Miss had a 15-second drive right there in the fourth quarter. Now, Ole Miss's offense is just fantastic. Obviously, it's fantastic. And they go for it on fourth down a lot. And this game was going to be decided largely on whether or not Ole Miss was converting fourth downs, and they were 4 or 5. They had one that cost them, and Arkansas got a field goal out of it, and they needed a touchdown, obviously. They needed a touchdown there, and they didn't get it. I think a big part of it, too, you know, Arkansas electing to receive, and I understand why they did after the way last game went. You want to change it up on the road, see if things work out differently. But Ole Miss got that double right before half, you know, where they scored a touchdown, and then they had the opportunity to score again, and they got 3, and they ended up going up 10, right, because of that. And that was a big part of the game, and you just don't feel like, I mean, you feel like you got to get a turnover or something to stop Ole Miss. And I'm sure they felt the same way, and they did get one. But there wasn't a lot of punting in this game. Just wasn't. I can't believe that guy brought a fan out there. I've never seen one of those before. Anyway, 93 plays for Arkansas. I don't know if that is that a record. I can't remember seeing more than 90 plays for an Arkansas team. But You know, Arkansas went for it a couple times on fourth down, too. I think they felt like they had to kind of score every time, and they were 2-2. But the defense, I mean, like, Ole Miss is good on offense, but they're not that good where they're just, like, scoring almost every single play. But, again, you know, a big part of it is, you know, all these fourth downs going for it. And I get it. It gets you an advantage and stuff. But, like, I don't know. It just feels so foreign to me. It feels kind of like, you know, you're playing PlayStation back in the day and there's this little brat kid on the other side who goes for it on fourth down every time. You guys remember. You might have been that brat kid. But that's kind of what it feels like, just going for it so much on fourth down. But, I mean, if the analytics say that, then that's what they say. And Arkansas had their chances to stop them on those, and they did. They did one time. And I never, like, felt like the biggest play of the game. When KJ was sacked one time, there's one sack in the game. Feels like the biggest play of the game. Raheem Sanders fumbles. Massive play. So there's, like, these few huge plays, and you almost get the feeling, like, it's not like you got to stop them. It's just like they got to mess up. And I'm sure Ole Miss probably felt the same way. It's just kind of like the whole game is a blur. Like, I want to, like, talk about specific instances and drives and stuff, but it all kind of runs together because it goes so fast. You know, you're hurrying up. The whole game is like, you know, a hurry up, no huddle. It's snap the ball as fast as you can. No time to look at a replay because we're moving on to the next play.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Either team could have won this game, and unfortunately for Arkansas, they didn't. Both teams got their butts kicked last week. You know, we said this a lot. If you're going to be coming off of a butt whipping, and both teams were, you wanted to be the team that was at home. Now, this wasn't a great crowd. It wasn't a great crowd. I mean, it's an 11 o'clock game, and, you know, they kind of approached it like an 11 o'clock game. But, like, being at Georgia last week, the difference in the crowd environment, this wasn't like a dramatic home field advantage. There was a lot of red in the stands. So this wasn't like just a dramatic Ole Miss home field advantage. It wasn't even a sellout. It wasn't, you know, there were plenty of empty seats in this one. But still, to be the home team and not have to travel for the third week in a row, I think was probably a pretty big deal for Ole Miss in this one. And, you know, you're looking for anything. You're looking for, you know, an injury here and there. You know, just small things to give you an edge, because everybody talked about how evenly matched this was. I don't think there was a single person that was just like, you know, this is going to be a blowout one way or the other. Everybody felt like it was going to come down to, like, a possession, and it did. And it was, again, you know, one of these games where you don't feel like, and Ole Miss did win again, but it's one of these games where you don't feel like there was, like, a true winner, you know, or a true loser, even though you feel like you lost. But it's just like you run out of time, one of those types of things. I mean, like, literally, you're asking yourself, there's like a minute 30. Is that too much time? how much, you know, it's, and that's just the way the game is now. And credit for Ole Miss for taking advantage of every single rule and every advantage and every, all the analytics and what they say. It's going to cost you a lot of times. It cost them against Alabama, but it's going to cost you when those fourth downs don't go your way. But Ole Miss kind of has an offense that can overcome a lot of that. Matt Corral is a fantastic quarterback. I mean, he is, to me, a first rounder, just big time. I mean, he gets the ball out so quickly. He's so accurate. And they were beating Arkansas on some deep patterns. I think Monteric might have been a little hobbled after that tackle he made in the fourth quarter, and maybe the reason he gave up that long one so badly. I don't think that Jalen Catalon has been himself. I think he's dealing with injury also. So you've got a few key guys there in that secondary, and that obviously wasn't a great matchup for them. You know, defense played a lot better, I thought, in the first half. Not that they were just, like, great or anything. They played a lot better in the first half. The second half was just like, you know, I mean, missing tackles and things like that. Just a lot of things like that. Anyway, 676 yards of offense for Arkansas, 93 plays. Ole Miss was 4 of 5 on fourth downs. I don't even know where I am right now. I'm just kind of wandering around aimlessly trying to get away from the stupid fan. Arkansas has to regroup. Georgia game's going on right now. I'm not sure what the score is. Last I looked at it, it was close. But that's an absolute rivalry game. But you're back in Fayetteville. It's an 11 o'clock game also, so that's tough for recruiting. I mean, you think like when you're Arkansas and you get in the top 25 that you start getting some good games. But, I mean, I guess they're all been on ESPN, so that's positive. This dude stops. He stops right when I'm about to finish up. They're bringing out the seed guy. Anyway, I'm not doing it again because I got to drive back. And this is an off-the-cuff, unrehearsed type of deal. So it is what it is. And I'm going to end it with a freaking quote that I hate. It is what it is. Terrible. Disappointed in myself. Anyway, Arkansas losing. Second straight loss. They got to regroup next weekend. Let's see how they handle it. I mean, I don't think you can be like, obviously you can be disappointed in the defense. And special teams weren't really an issue. I mean, you missed a long field goal. I guess that was the difference. Little mistakes, penalties, things like that kill you. But I felt like Arkansas was able to overcome a lot of it. Ole Miss defense, you know, Arkansas's offense is pretty good. It's not as good as 51 points. Like, that's a lot of points for this offense to put up. And a lot of that is on Ole Miss defense just not being very good. But Ole Miss's offense is just so good. But they're not that good either. Arkansas's defense let them have some. So that was tough. Sorry about the fan. I mean, at least it wasn't the lawnmower and the airplane and the walking lawnmower, the walking fan. All right, everybody. It's not the end of the road here. It's a tough loss on the road in the SEC against a really good offense. And Arkansas had an offensive game plan to match them, and they just didn't get that touchdown at the end. Excuse me, they didn't get that two-point conversion at the end. Otherwise, it's a different kind of walk and talk. Maybe I'm hopping on the golf cart with the fan guy. But tough loss. Tough way to lose it. Just feeling like you ran out of time. Ole Miss would have felt the same way. All right, everybody. Wrapping it up from Vaught Hemingway Stadium in Oxford, Mississippi. This has been Trey Biddy with FoxSports.com. And we'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.